The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Thursday, July 10th edition of What's On Your Mind. Is it the border crisis? Is it a need for a leader to deal with the crisis down at the border? Is it mosquitoes? West Nile detected in the Grand Forks mosquito collection, rather. So we now have an issue there we're a little bit worried about. Is it wages and the economy in North Dakota? All issues we're going to tackle today on the program, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on these or any other things on your mind. My name is Scott Hennen. I'm here with my partner, Todd Mitchell.
Good morning,
Mr. Mitchell.
Good morning.
We're ready to chat here today. To join us, you call 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So yesterday, we told you about plans for President Obama to visit Texas and meet with Rick Perry and other local leaders about the border crisis. Calls continue for the president to go down to the border. He's rebuffed that and said he doesn't want to do a photo op. Can you imagine, by the way, let's just use George W. Bush as an example, because the president likes to blame George W. Bush for stuff. So let's go back to the blame game on Katrina. Can you imagine if George W. Bush said, I know that Katrina deal's a bad deal, but, I'm sending people down there and they're coming back and my people are telling, your people what's happening and, I really don't need to go. That'd just be a photo op. Can you imagine that? Should the president go to the border? Are they right? And by the way, it's not just Republicans saying that. You got some prominent Texas Democrats who are saying, seriously, he needs to see this with his own eyes. He needs to come here. And he's 200 miles away today. You've got members of Congress sending him maps now. here's a Google map on how you get from Austin to the border. This is what it's come to. So I have a question. Should he go? And second of all, what did you think of his response here yesterday? Number one, that I don't need to go, it's a photo op. And number two, Congress is the problem. Just give me $4 billion and we'll fix this problem. And it's Congress. I don't know if you saw any of the president's address after the meeting yesterday. Pretty much, hey, it's their fault. I did not see a leader there in any way, shape, or form. I have an idea on how you'd fix this pretty quick and stop the wave that are coming in. Many people believe that a executive order signed by the president back in 2012 that said we're going to halt the deportation of some young illegal immigrants sent a message to Central America saying, come on in. And you get your children to the U.S., they're likely to stay. So that needs to be reversed, number one. But number two, rather than a $4 billion, divvied up between Homeland Security and dealing with these illegal immigrants, who, by the way, the president did say yesterday, eventually will be deported. So he's saying they eventually be deported, but the $4 billion, responds in the meantime. I don't know how much a couple of military transport planes would take, but, if we started taking these kids back to where they came from, let it be known to their parents that, if you've sent your children up there, here's the dates and times that they're coming back. Even if you had to set up, some sort of a detention facility there until they're claimed. In other words, you're just going to, land the plane and open the doors and fly back out and see you later. Bye. I think you'd stop this in a hurry and spend a lot less than $4 billion to do it. Because the president himself is saying they'll be deported at some point anyway. Why not say, you get here, we're putting you on your plane, you're going back to Honduras, you're going back to Guatemala, you're going back to whence you came from. Is that cruel-hearted? Is that too naive? Is that too simple? What do you think, Todd? I think it'd do two things. I think it'd stop the inflow, and I think it also would save us some money. And deal with the situation. You got members of Congress are going down there talking to these kids, saying they're afraid, they're scared, they're hungry. Send them home. And in the exactly. process, stop a lot of others from, you know, enduring the treacherous conditions of the trek up here. Am I being oversimple here? Is this a little too easy?
I don't think so. Not a good point. What's going to be the most cost-effective way to get it all done? If it's the best for them to send them home, and if it's most cost-effective to send them home, then why would we be doing anything else? Why would we be considering anything else?
Should the president be at the border?
Or playing pool?
Is he right to blame the Congress for this? Is that leadership, by the way? Well, if they just give me the $4 billion, if they just do what I say they should do, then this would be fixed. Is that?
Had Mitt Romney won and he were playing pool in photo ops, what would we be hearing today?
Oh my gosh! I can't even imagine. We're going to dig into this with an expert from one of the best common sense immigration reform groups in the country, FAIR. Bob Dame at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, we have the market information manager for Job Service North Dakota. New report out about average annual wages county by county in North Dakota. Where do you think is number one on the list? Take a wild guess. Mid-70s for average annual wage. But the state is up everywhere. We're gonna ask a couple of questions. One, where's the top 10? And two, are higher wages in energy country having an impact outside of energy country on rates? In other words, with that need for employees and a higher wage in energy country, does that mean folks in Bismarck or Minot, which is I guess on the edge of energy country? Or for that matter, Grand Forks and Fargo also having to pay higher wages. We're going to see any signs of that. We want to unpack those details a little bit today on the program, and we will do that. So look forward to it. Here's how you weigh in on the questions of the day. Ask questions of our guests or make comment and let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What this crisis at the border is starving for is an answer, is leadership, is some solutions. And so I'm just throwing one out. I'm saying rather than go $4 billion for more programs and everything, you could solve this with some flights. You really could solve this with some, you know, just load up some planes. And by the way, this has worked before. There was a time when there was an influx, an uptick during the Bush administration of folks coming to the United States illegally through Mexico from Brazil. And they started by doing what they called catch and release. They would catch, these folks in the U.S., send them back to Mexico. They'd come in again. So then they started taking them back to Brazil. The month after, it was down by 50%. Within a couple of months, it was down by 90%. So that's my solution here. What do you think of it? Dave and Dickinson, you're up on what's on your mind.
Yeah, I think Mr. Obama should go to the border. In fact, I think he should cross the border and keep going.
Why do you think he won't go down there? What's the deal?
It's all just political. I mean, they told Homeland Security, told all these people in January, get ready for a bunch of children coming. So I'd like to know how many children came across the border and who organized the little crusade of children. It's like the medieval ages, the Crusaders. They had a crusade where they sent the children over in there, and it's about the same thing. Who organized this on the other side of the border to get all these children together at one time and say, hey, come on, you rugrats, we're going across?
Well, I think you have, in many of these places, gangs and drugs and a lot of bad things. You have parents that want a better life for their kids, and they're getting the signal from the United States because of this executive order that, hey, we're not going to deport these kids anymore, so they're paying big bucks to send them. But the second of those big bucks get you nothing other than a return ticket for your child, I'm guessing it would slow down in one heck of a hurry. Appreciate your call, David.
How many children came across? What are we talking, like 10,000 of them all at one time?
Well, it's been an influx. I just saw a number of the total. But it's, as I recall, north of 20,000.
And well, somebody had to get them all together, give them all bottles of water and a map and instructions and organize this for 20,000 or whatever to come across.
Yeah, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, less than 4,000 unaccompanied Central American minors were apprehended each year over the past decade. Then Mr. Obama halted deportations of some young illegals in June of 2012, and the number of apprehensions jumped to 10,146 in that fiscal year, then doubled to 20,000 last year and reached 40,000 by mid-June of this year, with 3.5 months left to go in the year. And I think the number now is somewhere around 20,000 that we're dealing with that he's asking for these funds for, as I recall. Another comment.
Good morning, Scott. You're exactly right. If they started flying these people home, refugees, illegal immigrants, whatever you want to call them, if you start flying them back, the word would get out so fast and it would stop it immediately. The other thing is, if we just start going after these employers that hire illegals, if you need illegals or if you need immigrants to help you pick your crops or do whatever.
Got your point. More coming up. John and Bismarck, Marjorie, South Dakota. Stay tuned.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about the special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
What I love about stand-up paddling is the versatility. It's everything from general recreation all the way up to a full-body workout. I was hooked from my second stroke of the paddle. You don't need to be fit to be able to do paddleboarding. Anybody can do it. Building excitement for the sport and being active on the water, that's what I'm trying to do when I'm working with the customer. I'm Jen Vast, and I'm one of the water sports experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Found that number I was looking for, more than 50,000 unaccompanied immigrants or families have been caught entering the U.S. illegally from Mexico in the last 9 months, most from Honduras, Guatemala, or El Salvador. And the White House is saying most will ultimately be deported. All right? So the number, I think Dave in Dickinson was asking for a number. The number is 50,000 in the last number of months, and also acknowledging they're ultimately to be deported. So my thought is, all right, just expedite that process. and you start, again, flying some folks home, you're going to send a powerful message. It doesn't pay to send your kids here, pay a trafficker all this money. Marjorie in Carpenter, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Well, are you aware that these children that are coming in with terrible diseases? There is TB that is drug resistant. They have, they're loaded with lice, and they have scabies. Some of them have chicken pox and measles. And instead of treating, well, some of them they can't treat. One nurse said that when she got through washing the hair of one of these kids, the sink was just black with all the black bugs that were in there.
Yeah.
And they're shipping them throughout the nation without taking care of these things. They should be, when they come into the country, they should just turn that plane around or that bus around and take them back. We would help those people, but we send missionaries to their countries, medical missionaries, to help them there, not bring them up here and spread it throughout our land. Those are my comments.
Thank you, Marjorie. We did review one report from an ER yesterday, which some of the very same stuff you're talking about. So you're exactly right on the medical side of this, too. John and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. I agree with Marjorie. I agree with you. Send them back. Put them on a plane. Send them back. Yes, it's kind of inhumane, but if we have to, put little camps there in El Salvador or wherever, and it'll be cheaper to feed them there, give them water, rice, ways to plant food and everything else there. It'll be a lot cheaper than for us to be spending all this money when we could be using it for veterans in the United States and the homeless instead of kids from abroad.
And, you know, as far as inhumane, I think actually what you do is stop this influx because, again, I went through the numbers and how this is, have this increased since we sent this message saying, hey, we're not going to deport them. The numbers have gone up all the time. So, and, you know, another thing I got to kick out of the president, oh, give me $4 billion. Well, this has gone up all the time, and not until we have, the numbers just crescendo and this crisis. Now, all of a sudden, the problem is Congress, give me more money. I think the humane thing to do is to send a very powerful message. They're here, they're going back, because guess what? Less will then come, risking their life and limb to get here, because they'll recognize what's going to happen, that they're going to head back. So I'm with you, John. Thanks. Steve Dickinson, your take. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Well, hey, a great show this morning. Hey, I've got two comments. The first one is, I want to know what role the Mexican government has in this, because there is no way they can have 50,000 people move from their country without them knowing about it. I mean, would that happen in the United States if we have 50,000 immigrants from Canada moving to Mexico?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. More than 50,000. And talk about a problem. I mentioned earlier, I heard Jeff Flake, a senator from Arizona, talk about a similar situation with Mexico. During the Bush administration, when they noticed an uptick in immigrants they were catching from Brazil. And what had happened is Mexico had changed their rules, allowed Brazilians in without any documentation or whatnot. What they were doing is then coming through Mexico into the United States. They started catching them and releasing them back in Mexico, and then they would just catch them again. So they finally said, this isn't working. So they said, no, we're going to take them back to Brazil. And the next month after that policy change, the amount of folks they were catching from Brazil dropped by 50%. 2 months later, it was down by 90%. So we have a model that works here.
Well, and here's the other thing. The Mexican government can get one Marine that crossed the border and throw him in jail, but they can't catch 50,000 immigrants from another country. And my last comment is, I've lived out east in major cities. Our president is a community organizer. This is what they do. Give me money. Just give me the stuff I want. I will do what I want. I don't want any oversight. He is nothing but Al Sharpton in a better suit that speaks better. I mean, this is what we elected. So,
Steve, thanks for the call. Mike in Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550 to weigh in today. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, say, just a thought. You know, all these Mexicans are walking across the border. Of course, you got the Brazilians. They came a lot further. They came through the Mexican border from Brazil into Mexico. Then they crossed the United States border. You know, if they're Brazilian or they're Mexican, it doesn't really make any difference, or Guatemalan. They came through a country. Take them back to that country they came through and release them. Give them back to Mexico for Mexico to worry about, and maybe they'll stop the border crossings that are coming up from down south. Why should we have to spend all this money to fly them? That's malarkey as far as I'm concerned. They should be released at the border and send them back and let Mexico contend with them. Maybe yeah, Mexico will slow down on they will watch their border a little closer.
I used the earlier example of that was tried with Brazil, and what they found is they just ended up coming back in. That's why they ultimately went back to Brazil, and then it dropped. You know, and if we are trying to be humane about it, we know what Mexico would do, and that'd be nothing. Nick in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Appreciate your call, though, by the way. Thank you. Nick, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, Scott. I know how to shut this down real quick, and I can't understand why the governors of these states haven't done it. And that is, you stabilize these people, put them on the bus, and you drop them off at Pennsylvania Avenue. And then, to cover yourself, you know, just say you lost all your emails that authorized authority for your staff to do that. So just go take them to Washington, D.C. and drop them off. It'll get solved real quick then.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? I appreciate the call. Bobby in Las Vegas listening on iHeartRadio. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm a veteran. I'm just so sad. I phoned the hotline in the White House a couple days ago. This poor Marine in Mexico jail. I mean, he's a Navy SEAL. He's got two tours, a Silver Star, Bronze Star. What's going on? Get send our Navy SEALs down there and get them out. This is pitiful. Aside from the kids coming across, but this is pitiful. Here's a guy that did two tours, and he's got, I'm just sick about it. It kills me, okay? That's my comment. I'm just sick about it.
No, I'm sick about it too, you know, and you know, we ought to, I mean, there's where you need leadership from a president to say, get him home now. And by the way, unless you want these immigrants back in Mexico and you want to deal with it, stop it. Stop it at your border where they're coming through. I mean, pound the table a little bit. Use the power of the presidency. Share your frustration, Bobby. More coming up on this and other issues on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Headed for the Bakken? Need a place to park the rig? Head for the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga. All kinds of great spots for diesel parking. In Stanley, right off Highway 2. In Tioga, just north of 2 on Highway 40. There's truck parts, a propane filling station, showers, and much more. A great clothing department with all the gear you need for the Bakken. Tons of FR and boots, Baffin to John Deere, coveralls, overalls, jackets, face masks, hats, all the warm FR clothing. And great brands like Carhartt, Dickey, Baffin, Key, and Wrangler. And a large selection of women's clothes as well. And the food is fantastic at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, just north of 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence and continuing to serve the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding communities for 71 years. Stop at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Stanley and Tioga, and tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Reconnaissance on this South American, Central American problem. And these huge Walmart stores are opening up down there, and they're removing the people off their property for huge farms for the United States economy. And these dictators are taxing these people off their property and throwing them in prison. And these children are being shipped north while they're to get rid of these peasants off their land. And the only thing that you can basically do right now is send in the UN and put those children in Guantanamo Bay until these parents get out of prison and they get some type of justice to get their farm back, and to limit commercial farming of this land, or they will remove all these people. And some of them are being shot, and by a lot of weapons have been shipped down there, and there's no democracy, so you have to set up some type of military court to try and control this land grab by these huge New World Order corporations. And over and out.
All right. I'm going to add that one to the list. We can chat with our guest, Bob Dane, from the Federation for American Immigration Reform in just a moment as we continue to get you the latest on the situation at the border and welcome your feedback on solutions for it, since they're not coming from the president. Mike in Bismarck first before we go to Bob Dane. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on a different topic about all the smoke in the air. Henry on KFWR Weather here a couple nights ago was talking about how all the smoke's affecting the people, the asthma and the health effects and all that. That smoke is coming from about 900 miles north of us in Canada, and a path 300 or 400 miles wide, and just covering that whole area. That smoke has particulate matter, carbon monoxide, atmospheric mercury, ozone-forming chemicals, and other organic compounds. I wonder why Wade Schaefer and the Audubon Society aren't doing something about that. That's way more pollution than the power plants in North Dakota put out in years. I mean, it's covering the whole state, so I think Wade Schaefer should get on those forest fires and get them put out.
All right, Mike, appreciate sharing what's on your mind today, and hadn't heard much about that, but we'll do some digging. Appreciate the call very much. Our next guest is a member of a real common-sense immigration organization that's been around for decades in Washington, D.C., dealing with these issues, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR. Bob Dane, back with us on the program. Bob, how are you?
Morning, Scott. How are you? We're certainly keeping busy here in Washington, one thing after the other. Almost minute by minute developments on the border.
Yeah, exactly right. By the way, the caller earlier that I know you heard, is he onto something there?
I believe he mentioned Guantanamo. Well, look, we've certainly, I mean, one of the first orders of business here is to, in our opinion, is to establish expedited processing centers so that we can get these kids sent back, not only humanely, but quickly. So you need the facility, you need the resources, and you need the staff to do that. But you also, at this point, most importantly, you need a change in the 2008 anti-trafficking law, and without going into detail, that is hamstringing the effort right now. The provisions in that law, hopefully, that can be changed.
Let's you know, maybe this is really naive, but you know, it would seem to me rather than $4 billion of additional dollars that the president is requesting, that you take a sliver of that and fire up some military transport planes and just, if you know, the president said yesterday these. Most of these will be ultimately deported anyway. Why not expedite that process? Why not put them on planes, send them back? Would that not send a powerful message and stop this, since the reverse has happened since the 2012 executive order saying we won't deport children has increased the numbers year after year after year to a point of absolute crisis now? Wouldn't the quickest way to stop this be to send them back immediately, expedited by plane?
Ultimately, the most effective, most efficient thing to do is to enforce the laws already in the books, reasonable enforcement of rational laws. And absolutely, Scott, you're dead right. 5-10 plane loads of illegal aliens being returned back to their host countries in Central America would send a very strong message not to come north. But again, we're hamstrung because the 2008 anti-trafficking law says that any individual from Central America has to be given a formal removal hearing. That's a little different. If a Mexican comes across the border tonight, they can be returned immediately without having to go through formal removal hearings. So you've got to change the provision of that law. Look, you know, ultimately the Congress has the upper hand right now, because here you have the president having created the chaos, Scott, with these non-enforcement policies. Of course, he insults Congress earlier this week because he blames it on them and their inability to pass amnesty, which is just bizarre. So he's gone to Congress with his hat in his hand and says, may I have $3.7 billion, please? Now, we can argue whether that's a legitimate request or not, but assuming it is, and we certainly want these kids, legal or illegal, to be cared for and processed humanely, Congress has the upper hand. So before they pull out their checkbook for the president, they ought to look him square in the eye and say, here's the deal we're going to make, Buster. We're going to give you the money, or at least half of it, to process these kids. But in return, you're going to guarantee they're going to be removed. You're going to stop abusing executive power. And, Mr. President, you're going to stop abusing the laws. You're going to start enforcing the laws as we intended. The nonsense has to stop, and you're going to accept the changes we make to that trafficking law. Because ultimately, Congress has the power of the purse. They can say yes. They can say no. If they don't use their power and their upper hand right now, when would they ever? I mean, good Scott, they've got a royal flush right now.
Yeah, what is, and by the way, yesterday all I really heard from the president was more blaming of Congress. You know, give me the money and then this thing will all go away. It'll be fixed.
It was the world's worst sales pitch, blaming House Republicans for the border debacle, while simultaneously demanding that they give him almost $4 billion to clean up the mess he made, is so counterproductive that, you know, it makes you wonder whether it was a deliberate attempt to agitate the Republicans into saying no, because then he would have a reason to further attack Republicans. Remember, he never lets a crisis go to waste, and he has perpetually used immigration as a political instrument. But, you know, to be sure, after what I saw last night, Obama will be lucky if Congress gives him 50 cents.
But you're saying that would be that's the quickest fix here. One, it sounds to me like the formal removal hearing that is part of law right now needs to be very quickly, you know, changed.
That would be the quickest thing to do, followed immediately by deploying the National Guard to the border, finish the fence, good Lord. I mean, we've sent a man to the moon. We can certainly put up a brick and wire fence, lickety split. We need to establish these expedited processing centers, and the president needs to reverse all of the memos he's issued over the past several years telling Border Patrol and ICE agents not to enforce the law. And frankly, he needs a strong, forceful message. I don't know yesterday why he didn't go to the border and have an international press conference with 9 translators so nobody misses the message, telling the worldwide audience that the U.S. is serious about enforcing the laws. But of course, you know, here's the thing we need to understand. I think the public is at the point where we understand the president caused the problem. He doesn't want to fix the problem. He won't fix it, and in fact is dead set on making it worse. So this ought to be a call to every voter, at least, you know, in the next election, and we're in a mid-year election, to thoroughly scrutinize the candidate you're electing to office as to his or her position on immigration, because this issue isn't going away, and it certainly does matter.
There was some talk that this is a problem that started in the Bush administration. I know that's a popular sport by the folks in the Obama administration, but they specifically point to something in 2008 that dealt with children coming here as part of the human sex trafficking.
Yeah, and that's that anti-trafficking law that I'm talking about. The problem, yes, the media is focused on this. There has been a recent surge of unaccompanied minors coming across the border, an alarming surge. The problem has gone back a little bit. I mean, of all of these unaccompanied minors, you had a lot of them coming in over the last 5 years. Almost 90% of them are still in this country waiting for their cases to be heard. You had last year alone, you had 30,000 of them caught. You only had about 6% of them removed. And this year, we're looking at anywhere between an additional 50,000 and 100,000. Even if we had the resources to process them all, unless this administration gets the will to enforce the law, the problem continues. And unless Congress reasserts their authority to regulate immigration, and frankly, a constitutional crisis, the problem will continue.
Well, it seems to me that if we're trying to assign blame where it belongs here, the bill I just mentioned was signed by President Bush in December of 2008. But if you look at the numbers, according to Customs and Border Protection, 4,000, less than 4,000 unaccompanied Central American minors were apprehended each year over the past decade. Then you have the executive order halting deportations of some young illegals in June in 2012, and the number of apprehensions jumped to 10,000 that first fiscal year after that, then doubled to 20,000 last fiscal year, 39,000 by mid-June of this year, and the numbers we've seen now suggest that we're talking about 50,000 unaccompanied immigrants or families have been caught entering the U.S. illegally from Mexico in the last 9 months.
Yeah, look, we can affix some blame to the Bush administration, even administrations before that. But ultimately, you know, 5-6 years into the current administration, the buck stops here. Because ultimately, for the last 5-6 years, Obama has been systematically dismantling most of our interior enforcement. Scott, I guess probably the best way to sum up what has happened over the last 5 years that has created this this permissive attitude is, at the beginning of Obama's term, let's say you were an illegal alien and you got caught, the odds were pretty good you'd be detained and removed. Now there are policies in place, and have been for several years, that literally prohibit detaining an illegal alien during a traffic stop if he has no felony warrants for other crimes. Basically, right now, the reality is the chances of being deported if you're an illegal alien who hasn't committed a violent felony are absolutely zero. We've had a complete nullification of immigration laws. And worse yet, and I think this may be the most transformational change, and when we talk about transformational changes, we're talking about the goals that Obama has. The president has changed the way that we all think about the rule of law. Violating immigration laws now entirely inconsequential, and the mainstream media has been complicit in that because they think that's just fine.
We have a couple of calls, questions, and comments for you. Somebody earlier said Mexico needs to do more. I want your take on that, too. Your call's welcome for our expert on this, 800-228-0550. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summertime travels are better with a stop at Petroserve USA locations. You'll find them in Bismarck, Mandan of the West, Valley City, Castleton. They're in West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Plinden, up in Bemidji, down in Wahpeton. A Petroserve USA location is near you, and they help America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields in North Dakota. What a way to go. Choice at the pump. You get it from Petroserve USA locations. You also get the best deal in town, 4 for $4, the personal pan, single topping pizza, the 20-ounce soda drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4. What a great lunch or dinner. It is fabulous. And breakfast time? How about a breakfast pizza, coffee, couple cookies for later in the day, 4 for $4. It is a great deal. All of July, pick up 2 Pizza Corner pizzas for $11. Great deal there. Giant Seeds, $1.39. Gardello's, $1.29. Mars King Size Bars are 69 cents. And the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese or traditional Italian sandwiches, $2.99. Save big, feel better. At Petroserve USA, helping America feel better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? Chatting with Bob Dane from FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Questions or comments, welcome on the border crisis. Solutions, too, since they seem to be in a short supply here. We're talking about the problem rather than dealing with the problem. 800-228-0550. Here's a couple of questions that came in for Bob.
Yeah, my question is, how do you know the people come across the border or wherever they say they're from? If the rule is that, you know, anybody that comes across says they're from a different country, and every Mexican can say they're from a different country. That's about all I got. Thanks.
How do we know, Bob?
One of the reasons the Border Patrol is able to identify that most of the flow right now is from Central America, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, is because while they don't have passports, obviously, or green cards into the United States, they are providing some evidence of their residence. And that can include rent receipts. It can include local driver's licenses. I don't think there's any question whatsoever that the Border Patrol has a real good handle on the source of where these folks are coming from.
All right. Appreciate that. What about demanding that Mexico do more? Somebody earlier called and said, you can't tell me that amount of people coming through Mexico, they don't know about it. When they catch one Marine taking a wrong turn, for crying out loud, at the border, should we be doing more to demand Mexico's assistance in this matter?
Yeah, that's a great point. You've got smart callers. Oddly, Mexico's immigration policies are very tough. The penalties for violating immigration laws in Mexico are a lot stiffer than they are in the U.S. I mean, you can get tossed in a Mexican prison for up to 2 to 3 years for illegal entry. Or for example, if a Mexican marries a foreigner just to help that person get citizenship, that's automatically 5 years in jail. Now, in terms of the flow from Central America through Mexico up to the U.S., we've got to demand that Mexico secure their southern border, reduce corruption, stop the influence of the cartels. Now, how do you do that? Well, it may be that instead of providing a carrot, you provide a stick. We need to cut off aid to Honduras, Central America, and Mexico until collectively they discourage migration north and accept returns. Instead, the Obama administration is adding almost $300 million on top of existing aid to discourage trafficking. And the problem there is, Scott, ironically, any money that we throw down to Mexico or in Central America, unfortunately, that money is probably going to likely wind up in the hands of the very cartels, traffickers, and gangs that fuel the smuggling to begin with.
Another call here with a suggestion, awaiting your comment.
Hi, Scott. I'm calling regarding the border issue. As far as deporting a bunch of the people sending plane loads down, a formal hearing could include 5 or 10 plane loads. I don't think it's necessary to go individually. Let's just make it happen. Thank you.
What needs to happen to make it happen?
Yeah, again, what we need to do is establish the statutory permission to put these children into expedited removal. The problem is right now, if an unaccompanied illegal alien minor comes in from Central America, they're held by DH, they're apprehended by the Border Patrol, they're processed by ICE for 72 hours, then they're sent over to Health and Human Services, and they languish there for weeks and months. And in fact, Health and Human Services right now is so overburdened that ultimately, after they give them a notice to appear, of course, that's sort of the notice to disappear, the kids are then placed into the custody of any adult who comes along to claim them. That's where it gets really dicey, because HHS is so overwhelmed, they can't really verify who's who. So these kids can be going into the hands of human traffickers, drug cartels, drug members, sex rings, and prostitution. You have to create expedited processing at the border. Maybe we've got to repurpose more of the military bases right at the border. But ultimately, you've got to change the 2008 trafficking law. Congress has the ability by requiring that in exchange for Obama's request for money, that he agrees to change that statute.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what you're saying here. The quickest fix is just use his desire for the legislation to fix some of this mess. Ray and Minot, last comment for our guest, Bob Dane. Go ahead, Ray. What's your question?
It's not much of a question, but more as it is a statement. Your Bush administration and your Obama administration has pushed for immigration reform. If you look, research both of these people, both of these gentlemen have been involved with the Bilderberg Group over years past, Bush Sr. and Bush Jr., and Obama has attended these meetings. Your world elitists are going to make this one world order, whether we like it or not. And until we put a stop to what they actually...
All right, Ray, let's see if Bob agrees that's part of the problem here. Is that the point?
Well, I'm not exactly a conspiracy theory, but when you begin to connect the dots on the political use of immigration and the chaos we have now, it comes down to one simple conclusion, which probably isn't too far from what your caller is suggesting. That is that this president, this administration, is using immigration as a calculated strategy to create massive incentives to enter the U.S. Why? To fuel the Democrat Party need for massive numbers of newly heavily government-dependent voters. It's a strategy to maintain and build a favorable electorate for the party. We've been saying that since Obama took office. We've been saying that he would use immigration as a political instrument in ways we've never seen before. He has. Now,
Bob, can you hold on through the break? We have another question for you. Mark at Bismarck has a question about Congress for you, so hold tight if you would to answer that on the other side of this break. We'll continue, folks. Don't go away.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.